How Thomas Butter Perceived the Problem of 1918. This becomes clear from the introductory article of the first issue of the first volume of the company journal Sdelení, Communication, from the 25th of May, 1918. The war created special situation in all areas. With great tension, and as never before, we follow the news from public life and the course of war, climbing of prices, and so on. This is because these phenomena deeply affect our family conditions. Today we cannot close ourselves in before these facts. They search us out, right in our homes and family circles, and draw us out into their will. Wishing it or not, we have to acknowledge their existence, and more, every one of us has to struggle with them. So even if in the background, we too join in the struggle, at least for maintaining our health and preserving our bodies. For us here, the struggle is eased by the availability of well-paid jobs. Factory worker can balance large price increases by the possibility of larger earnings, and thus, if things did not get worse, today he could be still satisfied. In the fight for today, we often and easily forget about the struggles for tomorrow. Even the war will end one day. Surely every one of us is yearning for that moment, but only a few realize that the peace will not immediately remove all our worries. Our transition from war to peace economy will take more than one day. It will take a long time before the situation becomes settled and orderly, before we free ourselves from the mercy of haphazard fluctuations in public affairs. This transitional period will mean, for a man dependent on wages, a still new struggle to be waged to overcome the transitional difficulties towards the peace economy. It is therefore necessary not to forget the tomorrow in our worries about today. Already now, we have to take interest in assuring the possibility of large earnings in the future. How is the factory production going to pass through the transition? How is it going to be able to pay its employees? These are big question marks of the future. But there are still other questions. Many soldiers will return home. Many who lost large incomes due to their absence. They will all want to share in the large earnings which were afforded to their luckier comrades who remained free from a military service. And they will need these earnings because they will want to live, whatever their initial living conditions may be. What would happen if our factory, for whatsoever reason, and including the unfavorable industrial climate, had to curtail its production? How are we going to take care of those who would not be able to remain employed? But there will be even further problems. There is no more pressing problem today than housing. Current situation, when people are piled up in lodging houses, receiving neither beneficial rest nor comfort, and lacking even the most fundamental sanitary conditions, cannot be allowed to continue. Apartments will be needed. Can there be anything more beautiful than sunshine warming up the air even in the shade so that it pleases to remain and linger as in a warm bath. There will be also supply problems and all those small other worries which will weigh heavily upon us, because it will not be possible to solve them as easily as before the war. In addition to the needs of the body, there will be new needs of the mind, especially educational needs. Today, every, even slightly rational human being knows that education influences not only his moral side, but affects his earning abilities as well. The means of education are libraries, lectures, theatres, concerts, etc. All of this cannot be a problem for just one man, but for all of us who derive their incomes from the factory. Perhaps some have already thought about it, some perhaps even exchange their views. There is no other way than to keep returning to these ideas more often and take an honest position towards them. While thinking about our future economic and social situation, we find ourselves on the road where the interests of employees meet with the interests of the employer. The closer the meeting point, the more benefits of both sides.